Am I before the court?
No cameras even here.
Right, yeah.
How'd it go first Tennessee practice?
Really good. Really good. Again, I love how our guys work. Excellent effort. Probably our best Monday overall. And that, you know, that's what you want at this point in the season, just kind of keeping everything on a uptick in all regards. But really, really good effort. Really good effort in the special teams periods. We did a lot of stuff full speed today. And very happy with our effort.
Coach, is this the biggest offensive line you guys have faced so far this year?
Yeah. I think the biggest, if you combine the height of Virginia and the girth of Tennessee, you'd have an unbelievable squad. But yeah, they're huge. I mean, they're athletic, they're well coached, they've got a great scheme. So it's a challenge. Our D-line had a great challenge last week, and it gets tougher this week.
The penalties concern you at all?
Penalties concern you. You know, after watching the film, I'm, you know, a lot less concerned. And there's a couple things that we definitely need to clean up, and some of the effort type things are, you know, those are things that are going to happen. I love how our team plays, and I love our guys, and the stuff that we need to fix, we'll fix.
Tennessee's been down the past few years, 4-7, I think, each of the past two seasons, but on film, do they look athletically like a powerhouse SEC team?
Absolutely. I mean, you just look at their fronts on both sides. Like we're talking about, the skill people are outstanding. They've always recruited great. Tennessee's obviously it's an iconic program. It's one of those, you know, those programs, the checkerboard end zones, Neyland Stadium, their tradition. They've done a great job recruiting there forever, and they've got a great skill set right now. Big guys, fast guys, and it's an unbelievable challenge. You look at their special teams units is where that kind of really jumps out the most, kind of being different from the last two opponents we had as unbelievable speed and athleticism across the board.
Defensively, they forced five turnovers in the first six possessions. I mean, what have you seen from their D?
It was unbelievable. When I was watching the film, I thought it was screwed up. Like, I thought I was, you know, I thought the I hit rewind one too many times or something. But wow, I don't know if that's a record, but what, they have seven overall in that game, and I mean, incredible. There was one of them that, you know, was kind of a, you know, lucky drop thing, but all the rest of them, they either forced or kind of earned. And we preach ball security and hammer home great decision making by our quarterbacks, and it'll be tested for sure this week.
It just seems like the tight ends for the opposing team have had good days against you guys. Is that just them taking what you're giving them, or is that an exposure?
Good days in terms of
a lot of receptions.
Yeah, yep. And that's where in a defense you got to give up something, you know, and we'll give up a few dink and dunks at the expense of time of possession and 13 total points. We'll take that, you know, all day. But our defense is doing a great job of rallying to the ball, being disruptive around the ball. But just, you know, Nicholls State checked the ball down, and Virginia, their strength were those ginormous tight ends, and they got it to those guys for some yards, but we kept them out of the end zone all but once, and that'll work.
Justin Haynes, he took in the two. You've kind of given him more responsibility this year. He's taken over the holder, and I assume that's kind of his decision-making on those. You talking about just kind of putting more responsibility on him this year?
Yeah, he's always been kind of either our holder or our backup holder, so he's been on all of our various plans. Steve Greatwood does a great job with that team, and they really take pride in some, you know, finding the weakness and exploiting it. And then it's just like the rest of our deal, just like our offense and our defense and our special teams. We want everybody to have to play every square inch of the field on every snap. And then our players decide what goes on. You know, offensively, there's a lot of decisions made on the field. And then special teams, there's a lot of decisions made on the field. And again, he's a guy that we trust.
And that play there, it's up to him to obviously to kind of call him back in or to take it and go, right?
Right. There's a couple different options on that one. When we're spread out, there's a couple different things. And when we call back in, there's a couple different things. And so it was a great, great job. Tony Washington and Colt Lairlo were right at the point of attack to get him in the end zone, and just really good execution.
You guys seem to miss some opportunities, leave some points on the field on Saturday. With a better defense coming in, do you have any long-term concerns with that, or is that a one-day fluke?
Well, I think, you know, I'm not exactly sure what you're talking about. We had a bunch of drops that are uncharacteristic. Had some penetration on a shovel pass, which was a walk-in touchdown. which, you know, you give them credit for making that happen. We're trying to pull the ball and walk into the end zone on the last play before halftime. Marcus, you know, if we pull that ball, he's Aaron Fentress would have scored untouched and handed it to the back judge. And wow. But that's where we just have to execute. I thought our guys played, you know, again, especially after watching the film, I thought our guys played with great composure. Jake Fisher made a big mistake. You know, there was a lot of stuff going on out there, like when the guy rips off Tyler Johnstone's helmet and throws it out of the back of the end zone. You know, a lot of teams react the wrong way. There was no call, but, you know, I don't know what went on there. But a lot of, you know, a lot of stuff in that game might be a byproduct of the situation and the score. But going forward, no.
What did you get out of Tyner, and what do you want him to do in the future?
Well, opportunistic in terms of the times. The long run was a defensive. They were gap. They were messed up gap wise, and huge hole came open, and you know, he hit it, and that's good. He did have a couple really good runs. Very natural. It appears as kind of an inside outside zone runner, and so we'll just keep developing him and make sure hands on the football.
Byron averaged just 2 yards a carry. When you watch the tape back, what was happening with him?
Combination of things. You know, there were a bunch of times up front we were getting defeated by their front. You know, he made a really good cut one time, and our guard was about 3 yards in the backfield, and that's not his fault. But that's you know, and then part of that sets up other stuff too, whether it's the play action game or a couple of other plays that bounced outside or Marcus pulling it. That it all feeds off each other. You know, every play is not going to be a 70-yard touchdown. We'd like it to be, and I certainly would like it to be, and I'm with that, but there's nothing wrong with Byron Marshall.
850 yards rushing for 2 games, how impressed are you with the offensive line?
We can play a lot better. You know, I think at times Virginia really dominated the line of scrimmage, so that's the good and the bad, is, you know, you have that much production, but we can still play better, and that's all around. That's coaches, that's quarterbacks, that's running backs, that's wide receivers blocking. It's a team effort.